A proposal to expand the collection of DNA samples by law enforcement in the state of Virginia has some civil libertarians worried. Virginia is at the forefront among the states in collection of DNA. Swabs are taken from all convicted felons and from juvenile offenders whose crimes would have been felonies had they been of age. Well, now there is a bill that has passed both houses of the state legislature to take swabs and make DNA samples of everyone arrested in a felony case. Paul Ferrara is the director of the Virginia Division of Forensic Science. Dr. Ferrara, first, what is the potential benefit to Virginia to take DNA samples from all the people who were arrested on suspicion of a violent crime, say?
The primary benefit is in the time lapse between the time that a person is arrested and if and when he's ultimately convicted. Currently, when an individual is convicted, his sample goes into the data bank. Under this new bill, upon arrest, a sample of a person suspected of committing of a violent felony or a burglary, a sample could be taken upon arrest. That sample would then be entered into the DNA database, and where it could be compared against any crimes which are yet unsolved and in that data bank.
Including the one for which I've just been arrested.
Including the crime for which the person is arrested. That's correct.
Well, now, some problems here, and I'd like you to answer them. First, the threshold for arrest is obviously much, much lower than for conviction of a criminal offense. Does this open the door to, say, roundups of everyone in the vicinity who fits the broad physical description of a suspect, say, in order to quickly get at all the DNA and send it down to you guys to solve the crime in the laboratory?
Well, this is a question, a social or policy-type question. If we use the analogy of a DNA profile as a biometric fingerprint, and use the experience of our last 100 years in the use of fingerprints, we can have some guidance there.
Let's say that I'm arrested and then charges are dropped or I'm acquitted. What happens to the DNA that would be taken from me under this new Virginia law?
Well, depending on which version of the two bills that are currently being debated passes, in one case, if an individual is exonerated of a particular charge, then he can petition the court and ask that the DNA profile be removed. Under the other versions, the Commonwealth's attorney or the prosecutor would order the expungement of the sample.
Were attitudes toward this bill in Richmond this year different because of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, do you think?
No, I think that the attitudes and the interest in these bills in Virginia stem from the remarkable success that the data bank for convicted felons has had here in Virginia. Last year alone, we solved some 308 crimes all over the state. This year, here we are in the middle of February, and we've already made 70 hits in calendar year 2002. These include solutions of mostly rape and murder and violent crimes, as well as property crimes. So I think it's what the lawmakers see how powerful a tool this is in solving crime. They see the expansion of this to arrestees as having a great benefit, more so, I think, than anything dealing with the issues of 9/11.
Paul Ferrara, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Robert.
Dr. Paul Ferrara is the director of the Virginia Division of Forensic Science in Richmond.